Will CBDCs succeed? Of course, I'm talking about central bank digital currencies. And when I ask, will they succeed? What I mean is, well, will people embrace them? Will people use them? Will people have to be enticed to use them? Oh, here's your free UBI, Universal Basic Income, but only if you use the CBDC wallet. And here's the honest answer in this. CBDCs will destroy themselves if they work. So what I mean is, if people accept CBDCs at first and start to use them, then people are participating in a dishonest monetary system, or what we might say is a dishonest ledger. This is a ledger. The CBDC is a centrally controlled ledger of who owns what. And the thing is, the government or the central bank can cheat on the ledger. They can add a line for themselves anytime they want and just add another trillion. Here's another trillion. Next week, another trillion. Meanwhile, you have to work for your money that's in the ledger. See, you have to trade time or money or effort or what have you. They don't. They cheat. They create money from nothing. Now, under the CBDC, the central banks will never be able to resist the temptation, or the governments controlling them, the temptation to print more money, because it's the easiest money in the world. Money that you don't have to work for. Money you don't have to earn. You just print it. You just add another line to the ledger. Oh, this is mine! And you just put in another $1 trillion. Wow, wouldn't that be great? And that takes away the purchasing power of everybody else's dollars that they earned honestly, of course. So the money printing will go insane under this system, because it's so much easier to shove money into people's hands through this system. Oh, here's $500. Monthly UBI, or $1,000 monthly UBI. Oh, here's reparations. We've decided to give all people of color $50 million. Boom. They're going to use techniques like this to try to push more money into more people's hands, you know, electronic dollars, in order to create the illusion that the economy is good and people are spending and everything's great, the stock market's good. And then they'll lie about inflation and they'll say, hey, there's no inflation, or it's only 2%. And they'll just print to the day of oblivion. But with each day that they're printing, of course, the dollars on this dishonest ledger are losing value. And anybody foolish enough to take part in this system is losing money every single day. They're playing with cheaters. The game is rigged. The house never loses. But in this case, the house is the government, and they just steal from you straight up. You don't even know you're playing this game, perhaps, this game of debasement. Yeah, what is debasement? Well, it's the area of the house beneath the living room. No, debasement is when, of course, money loses its purchasing power because it's being printed. Too much money is being created, diluting the money that already exists. That's debasement. And debasement is the plan of the central banks. This is how they gain power and control. This is what the governments do. They print money to fund the projects that they want to fund, such as, you know, new censorship regimes and new ways to send out 10,000 armed IRS agents, or what was it, like 80,000? Whatever they want to fund, they got to print money to do it, because they can't really get this money from the American people, so they have to print it. So it's a dishonest ledger. But now, a lot of people will decide, hey, I don't want to play in the dishonest ledger game, which is the CBDC system. A lot of people will say, I would rather put my money in a system that has an honest ledger, a ledger that nobody can cheat in. And you know what that system is? I didn't used to think this way, but I've come to realize that system is cryptocurrency. Not every crypto, not even most, only probably a few. But even the number one crypto, Bitcoin, is an honest ledger. No one can just create millions of Bitcoin out of the blue. Yeah, they can create other coins, but nobody wants to play with those other coins. You know, some crap coins or whatever. There are some good altcoins that I will talk about, but there are also a lot of garbage out there. But you can't create more Bitcoin, except from, you know, the mining emissions, which are not that high, and they're about to get cut in half next year anyway through the halving. But Bitcoin is strictly limited to 21 million coins over all time. That's the limit. Whereas the U.S. government has no limits. It can print trillions every day. And, I mean, if they want to, they could print $1 trillion a day. Or a quadrillion every day if they wanted to. Maybe they will at some point, because the dollar will be so worthless due to debasement that that's potentially where this is going. So many people will choose the honest ledger system, which is cryptocurrency, that is Bitcoin and Monero and privacy coins and so on. Honest ledger systems. Those systems will tend to hold their value simply because no one can dilute the value by printing more money. In the same way that gold and silver also hold their value, or they tend to, because especially gold is very scarce. It's very hard to create. That's why they call it hard money. It's hard to create. It's not just physically hard. It's also, you know, difficult to counterfeit, difficult to mine out of the ground. I mean, impossible to counterfeit, but difficult to mine, difficult to add to the supply. And so it becomes hard money. And then, of course, cryptocurrency here cannot be, you can't counterfeit the supply either. Not successfully. You could try, but it won't work because of the decentralized nature of the cryptography and the mining, the consensus of the system. So I do believe that people who will have assets remaining in the future will choose something other than. So I do believe that each person will have to make a choice at some point. You either play in the government's system, the rigged, dishonest ledger, dishonest money, central bank digital currencies, where your money is effectively stolen in terms of purchasing power, or you can play in this other system and use it for your commerce, your transactions, your purchases, and that's called cryptocurrency. Now, granted, yes, gold and silver have a big role in this, especially as the collapse gets worse. Gold and silver are excellent for a store of wealth and also for local transactions. They're just not useful for digital transactions, you know, remote transactions, sending money to people, buying things online, things like that. And gold and silver are also a lot less portable than just digital crypto and a password that you can memorize in your mind. So the future of digital money is going to have these two choices, CBDCs or cryptocurrency. I've chosen crypto, and it's obvious to me that that's where the store of value is going to be found. It's also obvious to me that dollars are going to become worthless, especially if the CBD concept succeeds. If the CBD succeeds, the dollar is toast, because they won't be able to stop themselves from just printing and printing and printing digitally this time and distributing money to lots of people through the digital wallets and debasing it to the point of insanity, where anybody who wants to have anything left whatsoever will say, gosh, how do I get out of this system? Is there another system that's honest? And yes, there is. And that's gold and silver and crypto. And that's why I talk about these three things, it seems, on a daily basis. So the government says that the CPI is only, quote, 3%. It's a joke. It's a lie. It's a fraud. They know it's not 3%. They know it's significantly higher. They lie with statistics. They lie on purpose. They deceive so that they can claim inflation is not that bad, so that they can continue to pump out more counterfeit dollars in their giant dishonest ledger system. That's what it's all about. Faking like inflation is low, even though you can see the price increases in the grocery store. You see what's happening, but they want you to pretend, or they want you to believe that it's not happening, so that you don't suspect that your money's becoming worthless. Worthless. It's exactly where it's headed. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. Be sure to check out my new show, Decentralize.tv is the website. And with my co-host, Todd Pittner, we cover decentralization in money and education, information, science, medicine, technology, comms, and so much more. You'll enjoy the show, Decentralize.tv. Check it out.